Hello, friends and neighbors. I have a short story that I'd like to share with you this evening, or whatever time of day it happens to be when you're listening to this. As I'm posting it, it is evening time, so it's a bedtime story. Anyhow, I found this quite fun and enjoyable when I first read it. It involves a woman who would love to have a man recite poetry to her or serenade her under her window, and I must confess, being the incurable romantic that I am, I find those things rather appealing as well. As long as the man has a good singing voice, that is. Anyhow, I subscribe to a Braille magazine called Our Special. It's written by women who are blind for women who are blind, but it also contains some articles from popular magazines, including short stories. So this story was in one of the most recent issues. I should apologize in advance before I begin reading, however, because I'm not as fast at reading Braille as I am using a screen reader and reading with a computer, so I am sorry if my reading is not as expressive as you would normally hear from me. But here's this story, anyway. We'll go for it and see what happens. It's called Wooed and Won, and it's by Marianne Joyce. It was originally published in the magazine Woman's World. Meg wasn't at the counter in Cafe Karma when Trey ordered his sandwich, so he settled into a chair with his lunch and his newspaper and waited. Just seeing Meg with her infectious smile brightened his afternoon. If the cafe bustled with customers, he watched her charm even the grumpiest patrons. People liked her. He liked her. Maybe, he thought, it's time I make a move. It had been a year since his divorce, and Trey was still unsure of himself around women. Since he'd discovered the cafe, that was changing. When Meg chatted with Trey, she'd touch his arm lightly as she listened. Her smile melted him, and sometimes he laughed so much when they talked, the good feeling lasted the rest of his day. Meg appeared a few minutes later, her red hair tied back with a green scarf. She had an armful of fresh flowers that she and her partner, Emily, began sorting and putting in vases. She didn't see Trey over the flowers, and as they worked, Trey heard them talking. "I've had it with men," Meg said. "Men stink on ice." Trey glued his eyes to his paper and slumped down in his seat. "You have a wonderful way of putting things," Emily said. "Seriously," Meg continued, "what kind of guy cancels a date to work on his car?" "One who stinks on ice," Emily said, laughing. "You didn't have much in common with Ed anyway." "Yes, but still," Meg lamented, "whatever happened to a man bringing you flowers, reciting poetry, or singing under your window?" "Yep," Emily rolled her eyes. "Those things happen to me all the time." "But wouldn't it be nice to be wooed?" "Larry's idea of wooing me is to bring home takeout and get his mom to watch the kids." Meg laughed. "You and Larry are perfect together, though," she added. "And I want that, too. But first I want to be swept off my feet, just a little." "Don't give up yet," Emily said. "There are still some good ones out there." "But do they have cars?" Meg said. "And if so, how much do they like them?" The women laughed, then began carrying their vases to the tables. When Meg saw Trey, she lit up. "Hi, Trey. I didn't see you come in." "I just walked over. Didn't take a car or anything," he grinned. Meg blushed. "You heard me talking, didn't you?" "I'm sorry. I couldn't help it." "I must sound like a witch." "No," Trey replied, "not at all. You—" And as he tried to come up with a witty line, a customer rushed in and called out to Meg. "Gotta go," Meg said. "Jim has a big order to pick up. But thanks, Trey." She gave him a sweet smile, then off she went. "Deserve much better," Trey whispered to himself. Soon the cafe got busy and he had to get back to work. He waved to Meg, who waved back from behind the register. "See you tomorrow." He nodded and headed out. He hadn't made his move yet, but he was thinking. The next day, Trey walked into Cafe Karma, a bouquet tucked under his arm. What happened next might mean that he was beginning a new phase of his life, or that he would never step into that cafe again. Meg stood alone at the counter. Trey didn't hesitate. "Okay, Meg, here's the thing," he spoke quietly. "I really like you, and I wouldn't do this for just anyone, but, well, here goes." Meg blushed but said nothing as Trey unfolded a piece of paper and started to read. "She's like the sunshine, and she lights up my day. Even when it rains, I'm still warm just looking at her smile." He handed her the flowers. "Consider yourself wooed," he grinned sheepishly. "It's just a start. That is, if you'd like to start something with me." Smiling, Meg nodded. "Good," Trey laughed, "because I was just about to sing next, and that might get ugly." "No singing necessary," Meg said, and she leaned across the counter and took his hand. There you have it. Sorry for any odd noises that may have filtered through during this reading. The hot water heater in my building is broken again, and it's not that far from my apartment door, so somebody is currently working on it, and hence, noises are filtering through. But I thought I would do this anyway, so I hope that you folks enjoyed it. Take care.